Welcome back. You're here with Dave and Faisal on 770 CHQR and More Than Money. You know, Faisal, if I take you back years ago when we thought about doing this show, when we were asked to do the show, we didn't want to do just another regular financial show, right? We wanted this to be educational, and educational around not just finances, although that's important, but lifestyle as well. But one of the things, and you know, I think we've done a pretty good job of attracting people that can help educate average people about what they should be thinking about, right? What they need to be aware of, problems, right? All of those
things that go on for someone who's in their lives that impacts them based on, you know, their point in their life, meaning transitioning to or living in retirement. And one of the biggest concerns that are out there, and I think now with technology, social media, all that's quickly at their disposal, we're concerned about more and more of things like fraud.
Well, and particularly as people age too, right? Sometimes we get more susceptible. You know, all of those things mean we have to, I think we as industry people have to educate and keep this front of mind so that people are making informed, educated choices.
Raise the awareness, because I think there's too many people out there that just believe what they see because it's coming to them.
Right.
It might be tailored for them or what have you. And then we got to go from there, you know?
Well, and greed. Greed is something that can grip. Money's a funny thing, and greed can be very attractive to people. And you know what? The bad guys sometimes know how to play on that. But let's go down this path of education, because we don't want anybody to be impacted by a fraudulent offer. So Susan Soprovich is a senior advisor, investor education for the Alberta Securities Commission. Susan, first of all, welcome to the show.
Well, thanks very much. Appreciate you had the opportunity to be on the show with you guys today.
Susan, just so that our listeners are aware, what is the Alberta Securities Commission and what are their responsibilities?
Well, I'm glad you asked that because, I mean, a lot of people are aware of who we are, but not everything that we are. So the Alberta Securities Commission, we are entrusted with fostering the fair and efficient capital market in Alberta, which is, you know, taking care of making sure that any public company or private company is doing investment deals. Are, you know, providing proper information for investors, that they are, you know, basically regulated them, things like that. The other aspect that people don't realize as much about is we are focused on protecting investors. So part of that is an aspect of us that we will look into investment fraud. We have the ability to investigate, enforce, and prosecute. But we also have my side of things, which is trying to inform Albertans about how to protect themselves from investment fraud. Mm-hmm. You know, what are the signs? What are the signals? Because investment fraud is more than just buying a stock or bought through a financial advisor such as yourself, but it can come through many forms, very informal forms, and a lot of people don't know what to look for. And these fraudsters are savvy. They're so good at convincing people to give up their money. So we're here to try to educate people before they give up their money, as well as help them should they have been taken advantage of.
Right. So, and let's start the conversation right there, and let's identify some of the top flags of a fraudulent offer. What do you guys see consistently that our listeners should be aware of, that if they see these things, hang on, it means take pause?
Certainly. I mean, we call them the red flags of investment fraud. And we've got a lot of great materials I'll talk about later if I get the chance on our website about it. But the red flags of investment fraud, they're pretty simple, pretty common sense. But you know what? When we get excited about an investment opportunity, sometimes we forget. We forget to think critically. We may trust the person. But one of them is guaranteed high returns at no or little risk. You know, somebody's coming up saying, or you see it in the paper, you'll see it on the internet a lot, that they'll guarantee a high return investment. Realistically, there's no such thing as high return with no risk.
Right.
And a legitimate company will tell you about the risks involved. And, you know, if it's a low interest environment and they're offering you 8, 10% return, there's something funny there. The other one is, you know, we call this don't miss the opportunity, get in now. Scam artists will often pressure people into getting in. You have to sign on now or else you're going to miss this opportunity. And what they're trying to do is that you don't have the time to research the investment and make sure it's legitimate. So that's a big red flag. If somebody's pressuring you, just walk away. Great investment opportunity. Your friends can't be wrong. Now, this one is one of the biggest signs of fraud that we see. It's called affinity fraud. But basically, and a lot of seniors are targeted, but a lot of Albertans overall, it comes through, a fraudulent opportunity will come through friends, family, coworkers. It could come through a religious or an ethnic or a sports group that you're involved in. Basically, the scam artists will get into these groups, befriend people who are high up or thought well of, respected in the organization. That way they get, you know, credibility, and then they start to offer some sort of investment opportunity, whether it be, you know, real estate deal in Florida or whatever the case might be.
Yep.
You trust them. Maybe it's coming through your brother. You know, you trust your brother. Why would you question him? He's done his homework right, but
right.
Maybe he hasn't. And so we always say, always check out any individual or company offering an investment, because your friends might be wrong. They may be the smartest people alive, but the reality is these scam artists are smooth. Offshore tax-free investments, that'd be the next one. Well, the reality is you can sometimes defer paying taxes, but you can't avoid them. And once the money is offshore, it's gone. And I guess the last one that we kind of warn people about are insider tips.
Right.
You know, we all think that we want to make the next $1 million or whatever it is from getting an inside tip. But the reality is the scam artists will convince you to do this, that they have inside information. Well, first of all, that's illegal. Second of all, yeah, that's illegal. You can get
prosecuted. Aside from that little point, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that. But the reality is they don't know anything, and they'll take your money and, you know, keep you investing in it until they disappear.
Right.
That's the reality. So those are kind of our top five, you know, red flags of investment fraud for people to watch out for.
I'm going to add one, which goes back to your common sense point, that if your gut tells you it's too good to be true, you need to pause.
Yeah.
It's probably too good to be true.
You took that right out of my mouth. In fact, when we're out in the communities, whether it be Calgary, Edmonton, or wherever, and we're talking to people, that is the number one thing we say. You know, that's age-old adage. It's too good to be true. It is.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that one alone should stop you from getting yourself in a lot of trouble.
And also, the one who spoke to you recently about trying to sell you those socks are definitely fraudulent. Wow. It's too bad we're on radio, Susan. Oh, my Lord. Like, yeah, whoever sold them, he's probably gone, ran away, because those are terrible.
Oh, man. Okay. You'll never see that money again.
But yeah, never. Yeah, I digress, though. But let's go back to... when it comes to the aging demographic, when it comes to people who are new to technology or fairly new to technology, how easy it is for them to be in contact with a whole different types of frauds, what are you seeing as some of the most common frauds that, let's call them, older adults are experiencing at this point in time?
Sure. You know, it's interesting. Technology is definitely impacting us from a fraudulent investment perspective, and it hits all demographics. It does hit seniors as well. You know, you'll see them on your websites that pop up with investment opportunities or emails that come in. And those are very prevalent. But what we are seeing more for seniors, 55 plus, really, so anybody approaching retirement or getting into retirement, are often a lot more face-to-face. And that, I think, has to do with the relationship aspect of older individuals. So the first one is going back to the one I talked about, affinity fraud. You know, most of the time it comes through somebody you know. And that's a sad statement, because we want to trust the people around us in our lives, but the reality is sometimes they aren't to be trusted. So that's the biggest one we see. The other one we see that is quite common is an investment seminar involving a free lunch. And nothing against you guys or anybody in the investment world. I used to do investor relations, and I still do. But, you know, legitimate people won't put pressure on you or anything like that.
Exactly.
And what we'll see, so you'll see advertisements coming up on the websites, on your phones, or in the paper very commonly. And, you know, seniors or older people, anybody will go to these, but they're usually a sales pitch for an investment opportunity that is probably fraudulent. And then because they offer free lunch or some sort of free incentive, oftentimes the person feels like they owe them something, therefore they have to invest in the opportunity they're pitching, or they'll get pressure to do it. You know, and it goes back to that, if you don't act now, you won't get on. The other one I would say we're seeing, you know, cold calls, aggressive and persistent salespeople calling you on the phone. That happens, although from my talk with a lot of seniors out here in Calgary in the last few months, I'm seeing a lot more people savvy with that, and some very interesting answers from the seniors, as in, I just hang up on them, you know, or some of them do other things, and I can't say that on the radio. The other one, I think that is a big one, is something we call recovery room scams. And, you know, you feel like, you know, if you've been targeted and you've been hit, it's not going to happen to you again. The reality is you have a better chance of it happening to you.
Yep.
Because once they've been victimized, they get on a list. And it may be sold to another scam artist, or maybe the same scam artist calling them back saying, I'm investigating this. It's like the CRA scams, right? That sound very legit.
Yep.
I'm investigating this. I represent a group of investors, and I can get your money back, but you have to give me some money up front, basically.
Yep.
Yeah.
So that guy's going to come back and try to sell you more socks, Dave. Be ready.
He already did.
Exactly. So I've got lots of crazy ones. Socks.
Susan, before we let you go, and we've only got another 20 or 30 seconds, if somebody suspects fraud, can they contact the Alberta Securities Commission? Where do they go? What do they do?
Yes, please do. So absolutely, please call the Securities Commission because not only can we look into it and potentially investigate it, it can also help us to make it to stop it from happening to somebody else, because this person's going to keep going. So check us out on the website. Call our public inquiries line at 403-355-4151. And then we also come onto our website. We've got a consumer website called checkfirst.ca and has all sorts of great information for people. And we've got a specific senior targeted information, everything from brochures to tools to quizzes to videos on how to learn more about how to recognize fraud, what to do to avoid it, and how to increase your financial knowledge. You know, it can be very confusing, especially if it's the first time in your life maybe that you're taking care of your finances. So we try to help people educate themselves so that they cannot become a victim.
Super. We're going to have to leave it there, Susan. Thank you for all your great input today.
Thank you so much, guys. It's been great speaking with you and look forward to hopefully talking to you again sometime.
As we do. Susan Saprovich has joined us today, Senior Advisor, Investor Education at the Alberta Securities Commission. We've got an upcoming seminar that we're going to be educating people about this whole process of retirement and what they need to be thinking about.
Correct,
right?
Yeah.
As an effort to educate Canadians, Calgarians about what this transition means.
Yeah, that's going to be on Tuesday, July 23rd, 7 p.m. at the Four Points Sheraton Hotel in West Calgary. You need to reserve your seats. Give us a call, 966-8400. That's 966-8400. Or you can register online at morethanmoneyradio.com.
Is the baby boom retirement really happening? Let's talk about that after the break. You're on 770 CHQR and More Than Money.